This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, this is Dr. Bill Deagle. I'm just doing a little summary before we get started. We're going to hear from Greg Ford, Military Intelligence MD, who is in Iraq, who, because of his knowledge of what's happened there, they've renditioned him and tried to destroy his health. We have John Spring, who's been my co-host for years. He's had his own radio show up here in L.A. He's a par excellent geographer and analyst in the Geographical Union to understand what's going on here. And he's written some new newsletters. I see a lot of what I call disinformation and misanalysis of the situation here, and you guys have a pretty clear idea what's going on. You had a contact, apparently, Greg Ford, in Central America, and a gentleman, I don't know if you want to mention his name, who actually countered you and came back and said, look, if you go to these places in Central America where they have these Russian nukes in Nicaragua and Laurentian Island, they're just chock-a-block full of Russians and Chinese. People don't realize we are on the forward edge of a possible future thermonuclear exchange between major powers. And in fact, what we're seeing right now is the dissolution of the world economy, all by design, and the collapse of the things with everything from hacking into our power grid to hacking into the commerce systems to calling it environmentalism garbage, you know, saying it's going to global warming, we're all going to die in 7 years because of the carbon dioxide, when it's all lies. You know, what's happening, Greg? Because you got some concerning information that you got from your contact. And what was his name?
Okay. My good friend of many, many years, who has resided in Nicaragua. In fact, his family owned the Caterpillar business in Central America. Pete Scafani is his name, and he's fairly well known in both Nicaragua and here for many reasons. But one of the things
is he American and Nicaraguan.
Yes, he is. Yeah. As a matter of fact, right. And most of the information, as I always say on your show, you know, everybody has an opinion. But when it comes right down to it, what really matters is what the speaker actually says, okay, what he saw. And like I try to say on your show, it's all this information about my experiences, it's what I actually saw with my own eyes.
Right.
Forget the armchair quarterbacking, okay?
Right. Well, the same thing as when I gave my little blurb there to Barbara Honegger. I interviewed April Gallup many years ago on my radio show, Genesis. It's because I was the ex-examiner of the Albert P. Murrah building and also did try to do radiation toxicology at the World Trade Center that I acquired information, ugly information, firsthand that I don't need to speculate on. Something that I knew, and even the U.S. State Department told the Japanese laboratory years ago that they didn't even allow them to talk to me. So when you have personal experiences like that, you don't have to speculate. You just have to report.
No. By the way, Bill,
right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And while I was waiting, I was listening to Barbara Honegger, who I'm very good friends with of many years. She was talking about the strike on the Pentagon. And I have a question, if she is still on. I can't tell.
Well, she doesn't. I was just a recording of her the other day. Now, she said she may come back on after the 19th when she's having a conference this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific time with Richard Gage 9/11 .org. It's a video conference, and then she's one of the lead speakers. And you can pay for it for, I think, $1 and actually watch the video, but it's a small fee. But you can watch Richard Gage 9/11. She won't be on until after she does her presentation then on the conference on 9/11.
Well, one of the questions I have for Barbara, okay, and this relates to the 9/11 strike on the Pentagon, is this, is during my career, my 30-year career, I have flown on several plane crashes. And one of them was a famous World War II ace who crashed in the Gulf Stream. But one of the most important thing is during a plane crash, especially if it hits a big solid structure like the Pentagon, is this. And I haven't had anybody answer this question, and maybe Mr. Spring can. All right, did anybody see the landing gear in the Pentagon?
No, in fact, I specifically asked April. And in sectors before the impact, or several months before, there were aircraft parts, but no landing gear, no black boxes, and no signs of any large engines from jet or any kind of evidence of luggage or people. So basically, there was no landing gear at all, no nothing.
Now, from my experience, like I said, I flew on the Eastern Airlines crash in Florida. The famous crash, and of course the Gulfstream crash, and also the DHL crash out here in California. But the thing is that very clearly the only thing that really survived intact of all the parts, and they were easily recoverable, and they didn't disappear or they didn't disintegrate, was the landing gear. The hydraulic landing gear, you know, it's a structure that's overbuilt, okay, on a plane. So in other words, they're not destroyed. No matter what happens, they're not destroyed. And as far as I can tell, no one has seen or did see those landing gear structures in the Pentagon. And that would answer a lot of questions and solve a lot of issues on this.
We know the people involved with setting up Oklahoma City 9/11 were the same people that had the Carlyle Group, like in the Bondage of the Bush administration. This has all been planned even years beforehand. Even the Patriot Act was written up to 5 years before actually 9/11 happened. So, John Spring. We're watching theater here now. What is the theater? Because the comment I heard from someone, I won't mention who it is, they mentioned that on CNN somebody said that 30% of Ukrainians are pro-Russian, 30% are against Russia, and 40% don't care either way. I know that the Russians have been infiltrating the Eastern Republics for the last 20 years, according to yourself, John. But what's going on right now, there's some bad blood between the Ukrainians and the Russians over a number of times, including in World War II when the Nazis had taken over a good part of Ukraine. And there was a lot of bad fighting between the Stalin, who killed millions of Ukrainians and starved to death. In fact, millions of bodies, in these physical bodies of, you know, mounds of dead bodies that are in southern Ukraine. And people don't understand, Ukraine is a very rich country. It has palladium, it has gas and oil. It has strategic, organic soils that are fantastic in terms of, I'd say, a large percentage of the world's fertilizer and food production for grains and so on. And of course, it has the access to the warm water ports of the Black Sea. What we're seeing right now is that Russia basically is trying to reestablish the Soviet Union, from what I can see. And you see, he perceives the West as weak, and he keeps on setting standards that basically, to me, are kind of obscene. And now he's even saying he's going to attack even Americans providing support for Ukrainians, trying to bring in weapons to stop the Ukraine. So the Ukrainians, rather than trying to fight battles, they just shell the hell out of civilian areas and just move after they killed everybody, which is not a way to do a battle. It's a way to just kind of, decimated area and then move in afterward, which is what they're trying to do, is the outlying districts outside the major capital in western Ukraine. So what I see happening, why are we tolerating this? I don't quite understand it. Does it make any sense to you?
Well, Dr. Deagle, I don't think CNN's records amount to anything anymore, at least not after the pilot and destruction and the killing of so many Ukrainian civilians. I think everyone is now scared of the invasion by Russia.
Even ones that weren't necessarily negative in the, before, they're definitely negative now against Russians because their attitude towards civilians, even trying to just do civilian escape, they have these civilian routes and they're even attacking and bombing, with shelling the actual roadside, you know, bombs, which are actually preset sometimes on the side of the roads, they blow up and people are trying to just escape as civilians to get the hell out of there and heading toward Poland or any, you know, European countries. So the Russians aren't even allowing civilians to escape properly, are they?
Yes.
Let's just keep on going right through the break here. We're not going to stop. I want to hear some more comments by you, John.
Okay. Well, about 3 million Ukrainians have escaped to the West. By that I mean mainly to Poland, but to some of the other countries that were formerly...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871. And get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
My summary of what I would recommend that we, NATO and America and the Western nations do. Number one, I would tell our special forces to clear out the nukes in La Archila and Punta Huerta, Nicaragua, and go and take over these facilities immediately. I would tell the Eastern Europeans to tool up their defensive nuclear weapons on the eastern side of the of Europe to allow them to be able to flip over to offensive nuclear weapons if necessary. I would arm all of the Air Force of the European Air Force, as well as NATO, to set up a full no-fly zone over Ukraine. I would also not allow them to kind of be bombing, you know, civilian targets or civilian escape routes out of there. Because, in other words, if they're just a reasonable population who wants to take over the country, why bomb and kill civilians when you just want them to get the hell out of the country and get it and leave the country alone? So the attitude of the Russians is, well, we can't engage with you in normal battle because we aren't as competent. That's why you see all these very competent Ukrainians embedded now and for weeks now with their things around their main capital city. And what I see the Russians doing, they're deteriorating to what I call typical destroy and the whole countryside, and then move in afterward after they annihilated all the citizens. That shouldn't be tolerated. And so Russia also, I think, if they get the green light because they can take over Ukraine, they're going to very quickly take over the Baltic republics and other countries. I don't think this is going to end, especially when they're asking for even more help by bringing in certain fighters from, let's say, from Iraq, and wanting financial and technical help from the Chinese. This is not a good sign at all. And if we let this continue, the lack of negotiating with some actual specific points is going to lead eventually to a full-force World War III. That's what I think. What do you think, gentlemen? I mean, am I wrong? Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, the only way to stop this is to say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're just not going to tolerate this. You're not going to bomb civilian areas or exit points. And we want a no-fly zone, and we want the Europeans and our Air Force to immediately enforce it. Well, why are we tolerating this? I don't understand it.
Well, if I might jump in here for a second, when I was in Ukraine, that's what my assignment was to lay out an operational plan in case the Russians ever attacked Ukraine. Okay?
Right.
And so, albeit that was 10 years ago, but the situation is that the Russians haven't changed, okay? They haven't changed since World War II. The plan that they operate on, and they never deviate. Believe me, Russians aren't incapable of abstract, surreal thought, okay? They don't change en route. They go to a designated goal, a designated target, and they surround it. They kill everybody, everything, you know, following a artillery barrage, a tracked and a tank attack, like what they did in Ukraine the first time they went in, you know, with Heinz Guderian and his armored columns. Coming from Germany.
Now, do you mean Afghanistan or Ukraine? I want to clarify that.
I'm sorry, was that a question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Ukraine or are we talking about Afghanistan?
I'm talking about Ukraine.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I know how they how the Russians behaved in Ukraine because I spent time there, and I actually saw the damage that was done in Ukraine by the Russians. And I saw the same issues that had happened with the Germans. So I could see the comparisons of both historically and archaeologically, okay, in Ukraine, what happened with both. And I actually spoke to, at length, I spoke to several of the native Ukrainians who had been there when both armies were there, and they informed me of the behavior of the Germans and the Russians, and what the difference was, and it's what a lot of people don't realize now what is going on. But the thing is that the Russians right now aren't doing anything that is not to doctrine, Soviet doctrine. Soviet, not even Russian, it's Soviet doctrine.
Right.
And so what they're doing is they are proceeding with using a sledgehammer effect as if they were going to, the Russians are planning on the same strategies as if they were fighting the full day gap. That's the important term here, the full day gap. All right. order of battle, everything they're doing, it has already been laid out years ago, in response to NATO and American forces being present. All right? The Russians anticipated the Fulda Gap response, the offensive, years and years ago. If anybody doubts that, look up the Fulda Gap, FULDGAP, the Fulda Gap.
Tell us about the Fulda Gap and about what that is. We'll give us Fulda Gap, give us more info, and then we want to hear from John Spring, because he's a geopolitical expert on this. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sure Mr. Spring knows exactly what I'm saying.
Yes.
And the thing was that the corridor, the invasion corridor into Europe was the Fulda Gap. It was the original area of Germany, okay? Germany and the Kursk salient area.
Yes.
Okay? So that's what we have here, and believe me, the Russians don't have any sense of imagination or creativity or anything else. They're doing what they've been doing all for several years, several decades. This is nothing new, all right? And the thing is, you know, if I could may wax historically, so to speak, I have climbed up on the mounds. This is near Lviv. I've climbed up on those mounds, and everybody says, well, what mounds are these? The mounds are the forensic evidence of the Holodomor. And when you say Holodomor, that's like saying Fulda Gap to most people. Most people from that area know exactly what the Holodomor is. And the Holodomor is the starvation instigated and instituted and ordered by Joseph Stalin originally during WW2. The Holodomor started in 1930, but the thing was it implemented the incorporation of the complete starvation of Ukraine.
Right, exactly. So what I see going on right now, and this is just to summarize, we see Joe Biden not giving a damn about the death of Ukrainians. He's going to sacrifice them, and soon they'll be on the border of Poland and the Baltic Republics. And I don't know what level he's going to continue to think he's going to negotiate with Russians, when really they need to get told what for. And the same with the Chinese, and we're not doing anything. Your comments, John String, when we come back here right after this quick bumper here, just a second.
Yeah.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Britain's top court has now refused WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange permission to appeal against a decision to extradite him to the United States to face spying charges. The court said they refused the case because it didn't raise an arguable point of law. Assange has sought for years to avoid a trial in the U.S. on a series of charges related to WikiLeaks' publication of a huge amount of classified documents more than a decade ago. A British district judge had initially rejected the U.S. extradition request on the grounds that Assange was likely to kill himself if held under harsh U.S. prison conditions.
Saudi Arabia executed 81 people over the weekend convicted of crimes ranging from killings to belonging to militant groups. The number of executions surpassed even the toll of a January 1980 mass execution for the 63 militants convicted of seizing the Grand Mosque in 1979. This is USA Radio News. Jennifer Carnahan, the wife of late Minnesota Congressman Jim Hagedorn, announced that she's running for Congress to fill the seat vacated when he died last month. She said, "I am committed to continuing my husband's legacy of fighting to secure the border, defending conservative values, safeguarding the integrity of our elections, and serving the people of Minnesota's 1st District." The Los Angeles Unified School District, the second largest school district in the nation, said it's keeping its mask mandate in place at least temporarily, even as California drops its requirement for masks in indoor public settings. Several K through 12 schools across the state dropped their face covering requirements today after the state lifted the mandate over the weekend. Last month, Los Angeles County Public Health said it would follow the state's move and allow all 80 school districts in the county to decide on their own whether or not they want to keep those mask mandates. The teachers union said they don't want to drop the mask mandate yet as it worked towards strongly recommending masks indoors. This is USA Radio News. USA Radio News.
No news.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine.
Chechnya and military personnel to fight against the Ukrainians, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. And so in this situation, the whole thing is everybody's saying, well, what's Vladimir Putin doing? Okay? Hey, Vladimir Putin is doing exactly what he wants to do.
Right.
Okay? You know, Americans, especially in Europeans, everybody's used to talking and diplomacy. That means absolutely nothing to Vladimir Putin. Absolutely nothing. Remember, and I said this before on your show, Vladimir Putin, he came up through the ranks of the KGB, and he was under the tutelage of Yuri Andropov.
Right.
After doing an apprenticeship with Yuri Andropov, there was nothing, no force on earth that can intimidate and threaten Vladimir Putin, all right? There's nothing he fears on this earth at all after serving an apprenticeship under Yuri Andropov.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, John, I think you're in total agreement with that. Now, here's what I think is going to happen.
Well, Dr. Deagle, I think this is very important. Yuri Andropov was the leader of Russia when they invaded Afghanistan. So he was trained by probably the most one of the most ruthless Russian leaders in history.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Right. So here's where I think things are going. If we don't stop Putin in Ukraine, he's going to soon try to take over Georgia and these other republics, the former Soviet republics. He's going to try to take the Baltics. And eventually, he will actually try to launch nuclear weapons, if he can, from South America, from Central America and South America against the United States. I don't think he'll stop at hacking into our power grid or our e-commerce. And I think with his alliances with China are extremely concerning because they're down there in these central republics that you talk about in Punta Huerte, Nicaragua, and La Rochelle Island, because the Chinese are actually collaborating directly with the Russians. So I don't think we realize that we are actually in the front steps of marching toward World War III. Do you?
Well, no, we're not.
We're not realizing that we're not just facing an economic chaos caused by inflation and so on by Biden's bad policy. We're step by step becoming cowards and actually encouraging this vicious Russian with, you know, boo. We don't even have the financial and otherwise resources, but he's calling on China and other countries like Chechnya and so on to bring in their firepower forces or hire, say, people from the Middle East, from Syria. There were these Islamic terrorists to come in and try to kill Ukrainians, because I have a feeling that a lot of the Russians that are in the Russian army aren't really keen on the idea of trying to kill a lot of Russian-speaking Ukrainians. And I have a feeling that their inferior equipment, inferior training, that they're not doing as well as Putin expected by this time in the game. And so their idea is to just kind of destroy districts and even escape routes and destroy towns and cities rather than trying to engage in an actual battle. They don't want to engage. They just want to destroy and then just move in and take over, right?
Well, as I was saying, okay, there's lots of this picture. But first of all, as I said, Vladimir Putin, he's an absolute leader. We never dealt with people that were absolute leaders. He is. There's no question about that. And he does exactly what he wants because he's not afraid at all of anybody. And remember, he has been to the United States. He, as I mentioned on your show, I saw a film, in-house film in the United Nations of surprise. Guess who was there in the United Nations sitting there during a session? Vladimir Putin, okay? And he was identified at that time as a KGB colonel. All right. So he's obviously been to the U.S. He knows all the situations and the innate restraints that America operates under. He knows this. That's why he's doing exactly what he wants to do in establishing the Crimean corridor.
Well, I heard something, a comment by Marjorie Taylor Greene. What was her comment that I think you gentlemen had some comments about what did she say?
Margaret
Taylor Greene from Georgia. What was her comment about what's going on with Putin and so on with Georgia?
Oh, you're talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Oh, she put together a special ad that's been all over the internet, and she's encouraging Republicans not to give any aid or assistance at all whatsoever to Ukraine. And I want people to also realize that she was one of the strongest supporters of Operation Warp Speed, which caused millions of Americans to die from these lethal injections called COVID-19 shots.
Right.
She may supposedly be a very patriotic, conservative, constitutionalist Republican, but she's completely ignorant and does not take the time to research things in depth, and so she has become one of the greatest obstacles to giving aid to Ukraine out of her stupidity, relying on...
I'm not impressed with her approach to this issue. For example, even when Trump initially pushed the vaccines, but by the way, in the first year, he only started the vaccine program, but in the second year, when Biden's pushing him, more people have died from the vaccines than from the virus. And then when I tried to get this, my vaccine program going, Dr. Greene had so many side interests in doing his injection into joints and other things, he dropped the idea of putting the money into the EDUCAP project. Well, I've tried to contact a company like Primas in Israel and India and Vaxart here in America. And the problem is that none of these things are providing true immunity against the virus, and it's not going away. This is a biological weapon created, and it's a chimera, so it's a mixture of different things. And Marjorie Taylor Greene was there, trumpeting the fact that everybody should receive these vaccines. And on the other hand, we have a situation now where people are starting to realize if we don't stop Putin, he's not going to stop with just taking over Ukraine. My feeling is that we're going to see a collapse of the energy production here because of Biden's policy trying to blame it on Putin. And on the other hand, I think that we're going to see a hacking into the not only the commerce, but the power grid and everything, and even electronic flights. They can actually hack into the power grid or the the air traffic controllers. I got information years ago that from my air traffic controller contacts that Russia could hack into our flight things and actually stop all flights in America. People don't know this, too. They don't realize this war isn't just a typical war in Ukraine. It's a war that's going to deal with cyber hacking, commerce, affiliates with China, and, of course, the eventual idea that they may even have nukes set up in Central and South America or by more advanced biological weapons that they keep on rumoring about they may have released already in China at the Olympic Games. Well, I don't know whether they have because we have nutraceuticals that will defeat it. But the average broad doctor out there, most of them they're talking about, like Dr. McCullough, none of them have actually advanced nutraceuticals and technology that will completely defeat it. I do. I've got the first line defense and immune support rescue kits. But, you know, these major broadcasters have tried to avoid me. Alex Jones, Mike Adams, others. I did get a positive report there from Steve Quayle apparently today that, you know, the people should listen to me. Well, the problem is that, you know, we can present evidence of blood tests and so on to show that our immune system can be boosted naturally without exposure to the virus. Even over the weekend, Barack Obama got positive. So it's my feeling that we've got one disaster upon another, and this next one is going to be the expanding energy and the blowing up of the economy combined with the fact that once this crosses the red line, and do we actually have an actual hot war between NATO nations and Russia, this is going to basically be the prelude to World War III. And people aren't facing that, are they?
No. And what's so ironic, Dr. Deagle, some of the doctors that you were just referring to are also supporting Putin by saying he seems to have good reasons for going into Ukraine.
It's actually garbage. These are old Russian, Soviet kind of the bioweapon labs that would just maintain them in order to maintain the biological weapon. They're not ones that we actually set up to actually create new weapons. They're actually maintaining the old phyla of material. I know what they did there. And they should have probably got those materials out before Russia invaded the country. But again, these people are sloppy and lazy. But
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
NutraMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871.
Okay, we're coming back. Go ahead. The Crimean Corridor is what? This is Greg Ford. Go ahead.
The Crimean Corridor is what Russia is going into Ukraine for, to establish the Crimean Corridor for transport of all the oil coming from the Priyatka Basin area.
But you know what? I don't understand why they thought they would have to, with this, you know, his past history, that he would have to, just other than declaring these two republics independent, and then, of course, in the last 78 years, he's had to deal with actually the Ukrainian government sending weapons and even shelling these independent republics, or including the Donbass kids. I remember a few Christmases ago, Donbass kids were putting on video that the Ukrainian government was shelling them and killing civilians. So it's not just one way the Russians are bad. The Ukrainian government has actually been shelling their own citizens, and these eastern republics are trying to break away from Ukraine and be affiliated with Russia. And, of course, the Ukrainian republics are also affiliated because they've been infiltrated by Russians who want to basically bring in this Priyatka Basin of oil from Siberia and bring it into the warm water port so they can bring the oil and flood the world. Because the only thing that keeps Russia going, basically, is oil and gas. If it wasn't for them being a gas station and production of energy, Russia, other than its nuclear weapons and its big army, would be nothing. They have the economy the size of, you know, Spain. But they have they have 3 times the population of Spain, but they don't have a larger economy than Spain. It's kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, the thing is, the Crimean Corridor will supply Poland, okay? That's one of the routes. It will supply Poland, and the Nord Stream 2 pipeline will also supply Western Europe. All right.
Right.
But the thing is that if they don't have complete unfettered control and access of this corridor, then they're threatened. Russia is threatened. The economy of this situation is threatened, and right, they know that, and they're not about to tolerate any glad handing or a yes man or good old boys or reassurances from Ukraine, by the way, who has been paying our president, Joe Biden, and that drug addict worthless son of his, $50,000. I know this, $50,000 a month for probably, 5 years now? 5 years at least, long before he became president.
Right.
And Ukraine has been saying,
you're talking about access to oil and gas out of Afghanistan, out of Ukraine. That's going to be taken over by, that's where we called the switch about 2014 with the new president of Ukraine, especially if you want to call it, made business deals with their U.S. State Department in the West. And the Russians are angry as hell about it because they knew that if they get it their way, the Russians are going to be kept out of this ability to do what they want to do.
Now, on your show, Bill, remember last time I was talking about having dinner in in the Hotel Metropole in Lviv.
Right.
And what happened? Okay. I had.
And Lviv is this area that's now starting to be attacked by the Russians, even as this kind of a port where people are getting in on buses and trains heading into Poland, Lviv.
Well, I'm, yes, absolutely. And that's where I was. But I'm having dinner in the Hotel Metropole, okay, and three of my fellow intelligence agents rush into the place, tell me, stop eating right there and get the hell out of the hotel. All right? I said this on your show last time. And why did they tell me to get the hell out? Is because Hillary Clinton, okay, Hillary Clinton and a group of politics, okay, gangsters were coming in to do business, have dinner, shut the place down. And they didn't want people like myself, intelligence people, there from the U.S. to see right. all this. And us, we could be reporting all of this what happened there to our news sources. They right. didn't want that happening. That's what was going on. That's what happened the last time I was in Lviv.
Well, okay? The Clinton Foundation even gave 20% of our nuclear materials to Russia for making news against us. See, Hillary Clinton is a monster, okay?
you're just now realizing that, Bill?
No, it's been a long-term realization, and I met her in 2000 with Bill Clinton. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. I mean, people know the whole story if they listen to the story. Yeah, I want to get back to John Spring. So we're going to have another show again on Wednesday, but I want to just close off this show with a couple of closing comments before we go back to do a show on Wednesday. We need to get this information through to politicians, both Democrat and Republican and NATO and so on, to just read the Riot Act to Russia and put a stop to this battle and killing citizens. Because what's going on right now is citizens cannot escape Ukraine. The citizens are going to either starve to death, freeze in the dark, or can't even get medicine if they're older and elderly and have health issues. And why are we tolerating this? Because when they finished off Ukraine, they're not going to stop there. Russia's policy is once they've defeated Ukraine, they're going to continue trying to blast out and mistreat other countries, including Poland or God knows where. And when they do that, we're going to be forced into a situation where we have to declare actual war against Russia. Why not declare it now? Say, hey, Russia, stop it or else. I don't understand why we tolerate this stuff. Why do we do that? Okay, I'm not being a warmonger. It's actually I'm a peacemonger, because if you have a bully like this and you say, well, Russia, we've sent in special troops to take out the La Chile and Punta Huerte, Nicaragua weapons. We're actually telling our Eastern Europeans to flip over to offensive nuclear weapons. We're going to put a force, air force, into Ukraine for no-fly zone. If you try to bomb civilians trying to escape Ukraine while you're actually doing all this attacking, we're going to hit your tanks and your other aircraft and so with our advanced weapons and putting S-300 systems in, which are in these other NATO nations, and we're going to take you guys out. And if you China decides that you're going to be an affiliate, we're going to cut off all trade with you, China, and we're going to do things to you immediately that's going to shut you down economically worldwide. Why don't we do that? What the hell is our problem? Don't we realize this is the only way you're going to bring about peace is if you actually show these bullies you mean business? Your comments.
Well, Dr. Dingell, we're going to have to intercede very soon, a lot of people are going to die.
Right, exactly. That's why I want to do this emergency show today and again another one on Wednesday. And people think, well, it's only way over there in Ukraine. Look, we're going to have cyber attacks on the airlines and our commerce and everything, and cyber attacks even when I talk to our tech guys here. People find out, for example, cyber attacks even on our prison systems, you know, where people can't get proper communication, can't do this and that. What I don't think people understand the extent to which cyber attacks by Russia and the economic systems and air traffic controllers are going to infect us in every way. And this foolishness of Biden thinking he's going to blame it on Putin, when in fact the cost of energy is something he could easily reverse if he just stops kissing the butt of the enviromaniacs inside the Democratic Party. Why? Why? Why did he close down Anwar and all the other to the pipeline? If he was already done with the Canadians, he would have already completed here probably within a month or so, and we'd have 800 more million barrels of oil coming in from Canada and another 400 million they said they could truck in by train or truck immediately. What we're dealing with here is total incompetence on the part of Joe Biden, who's blowing up the economy, is gutless in terms of dealing with the Russia and China. And as he continues to try to kiss ass, he's going to get us into more and more deep trouble rather than fixing the problem. Your comments. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if I have any comments on that, Bill.
Well, I just wanted to say whether you agree or not. If you don't agree, just tell me why and explain why, you know, I'm full of crap. You know, my feeling is that when you're dealing with a bully like that, you have to actually just call it the way it is and say, we're going to stop this now. And we're not just going to talk while people die. We're just going to stop the whole thing and put in a, you know, no-fly zone over the area. I don't know when his own minister wants to put 29 jets, why it's different than putting anti-aircraft and other anti-missile systems in. To me, it doesn't make sense that we somehow won't even just refurbish these Russian former MiG-29 jets and just get them over to the Ukrainian fighters to put the no-fly zone over so that they can keep doing all the crap they're doing to even, you know, escape routes where people are trying to escape, and the Russians are already shelling the area to make it impossible for people to leave in the country. To me, I don't understand why we're putting up with this. So, you know, to me, it makes no sense. And if you think it's just going to be maintained in Ukraine, they're delusional, aren't they?
Yes, they are, of course. But like I said, the whole strategy right now is for Russia to establish a corridor for its economy. Money. That's the bottom line. The ruble.
But, okay? But you know what? They could have done that by negotiation. We'll have to take over the whole nation. They got bigger plans than just taking the economy over with the oil access. They got much bigger plans.
Yeah. you're telling me, okay?
Right.
Look at what they did to Afghanistan. All right, one of the richest areas in the world, Afghanistan. And did they try to negotiate? Oh, no. They marched right into Afghanistan. And the problem was they didn't anticipate the Afghanis, okay,
right,
giving them problems. And the Chechens.
Right.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. At NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.